This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dave Harrigan, what happened to our traffic there? I mean, is everybody okay? I mean, I was locked in, paying rapt attention, and then boom, it was gone.
Yeah, I wish I could explain it. Hopefully the gremlins aren't going to stop us from getting that 12:30 traffic that we all know and love.
I can't wait. Are we sure everybody's okay in the traffic center?
We can never be sure about that.
Never can be sure. That's true.
We can only hope for the best.
Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Let's talk icon or not icon starting the show. We both agree the word icon is overused, correct?
I don't mind the word icon.
So you don't think it's overused?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, I'm not talking just the word, but let's try this take two. That too many individuals or places are given the icon description, and maybe they don't all deserve it.
So you're saying if someone were to say Chad Hartman, an icon at WCCO radio, that would be
no.
Overstepping it with the use of that word?
Yes, absolutely.
It's absolutely true. It would. I don't know. I think maybe 5-10 years ago that was true. I think society has backed off the word icon. I think we're back.
We've backed off.
I think we're back to using it as sparingly as it should be used.
Okay. Tell me, by phone calls or text on the StilesFinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226. Tell me icons in the city, in the state of Minnesota. I thought of this today because the news involving one, something you see, and one, a place you go to eat. Mickey's Diner in St. Paul, around since 1939.
Young with its, book compared to us.
Yeah, correct. Newcomer compared to WCCO. Welcome to the new century for WCCO Radio. Okay, welcome in the century. We had a doozy of a topic. We debated discussing just to show how different the station is. And I'm not saying we're not going to get back to it, but we're not starting the show with it. Mickey's Diner started in 1939. How many other restaurants have a more recognizable look in the state than Mickey's Diner, Dave Harrigan?
Zero.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Mickey's Diner's back. It's not 24/7, but they've been shuttered for 5 years. So they're back, okay? Yes or no, Mickey's Diner qualifies in the Dave Harrigan scale, icon or not an icon?
I believe it qualifies.
I do too.
85 years. Who hasn't been there? It's been featured in more than a couple films. Yes.
Ads. If there's an ad about the Twin Cities, Mickey's Diner is featured.
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Holidazzle. Icon or not, back on Nicollet Mall. Plenty of things involved. Doesn't sound like the parade is involved, though, right? Because when I think of the Halcyon salad days of Holidazzle, bringing my boys down there. My father acting like it's going to be great because we're having these certain seats, and you're like, could have stood right there next to these seats.
Yeah.
Just classic. Just so classic. Look at these great seats. I'm like, you got seats, you know. I mean, a couple times I was literally there like for 5 minutes and then going to broadcast a Wolves game and be like, look at these great seats. I'm like, see all these people standing right here? There's no difference, you know. Holidazzle, icon or not, Dave Harrigan?
No, not icon.
Really?
Yes. I went there plenty of times as a kid too. We'd do the Dayton's display top floor, go down for the parade. Not an icon. It's taken years off. It's been morphed into different things. And frankly, we still can't decide whether it's Holidazzle or Holly Dazzle.
Yeah, I was gonna jump into that afterwards. Dave Harrigan goes with what?
What's an icon?
No. Is it Holidazzle?
Oh, it's Holidazzle.
Holidazzle.
Like you say holiday. You don't say holiday. It's Holidazzle. Yeah,
I agree. It's Holidazzle. Okay. Fauché Tower. Icon or not?
Yes.
IDS. Icon or not?
Yes.
Murray's. Icon or not?
Oh, for sure.
J.D. Hoyt's. Icon or not?
God, I love Hoyts, but no.
Yes, wrong. The Loon, icon or not?
No.
The Loon is not an icon? Oh.
I don't. When I see Murray's.
I was the one who said we used it too much. You were the one, no, and now you're shooting down some of my ideas.
You're just throwing them all around. Everything's an icon for you. When you picture Murray's, obviously you think the silver butternut steak, but you also picture the outside of the building, that iconic green, the big steak on the building. J.D. Hoyt's, if you took down the sign, it would look like any other building. It's wonderful. I love it. The Buddy Bowl might be an icon.
Oh, my God. Okay, get out of here with might be. Go to timeout. Turn your head in shame. What do you mean might? It's one of absolutely the 10 most iconic items to eat in this state.
Oh, behind the Juicy Lucy?
Gross. But it is iconic. You're right. The Juicy Lucy, again, policy for me, I like to see my cheese. By the way, unlike Adam, who I just want to announce, is on a MAGA cruise right now. Acts like he doesn't like Donald Trump. He's on a cruise with fellow MAGA lovers right now. Adam, who acts like the cheeseburger is barely relevant to a cheeseburger, but then told us the other day he wants the cheese on his cheeseburger. Okay, get out of here with that guy. I like to see my cheese, Harrigan. I don't like to play hide and seek with my cheese. Do you?
I don't mind it, but if you have asked me my preference, I'll see my cheese too.
Gordy's High Hat in Cloquet. Icon or not?
I've never been. You have to tell me there.
Yes. Boundary Waters. Can we count areas? Icon or not? I'm saying yes.
The North Shore as an area is an icon.
North Shore, for sure. What else do you have? Icon or not? And by the way, you also can text and say, you know, a lot of people say this is an icon. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Are we going to include people who have passed away in this conversation? Yes or no?
I think we want still with us.
Because already, Herbie, yes.
Of course.
Bud Grant.
Of course.
Yes. My father.
Of course.
Yes. Let's go individuals still with us right now. That's not a long list, right? What do you got? Icon or not? Double shot of Care 11 today, by the way. Lou Ragusa on criminals and high-end homes and an international ring to this. Plus, he's appearing to talk about his book, Not Too Far From Me, Feeding Our Future. Our great friend Belle Jensen is going to join us. I'm going to ask Belle if this has been the greatest weather run in the history of Minnesota. Is that possible that pretty much, would you say, from the later state fair all the way through. What a shocking day it is today because there's some clouds.
Yeah, I'm not used to this.
But for 5 weeks, it has been dry, 60s, 70s, every single day.
Yeah. We had that, gully washer, what was it, the Tuesday or Wednesday of the fair? And since then?
Yeah, and I'm saying, right. Yeah, you're right. But really, since then, that's it.
Yeah.
Selling organs for money. The Melania video. Oh, goody. Another light rail gets approved. Plenty to discuss, but right now, icon or not, in Minnesota, place, person, area, what do you got for me? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. We did not discuss the music theme at all. We never do, because what do you tell me?
Stay in your lane.
Yeah, stay in your lane. Was this just for Mickey's Diner opening? It's, by the way, it's a horrible song. It just is a terrible song.
I'd say it's iconic.
I'd say it's gross. Okay. What is our music theme today?
Mickey. Songs.
Because of Mickey's Diner?
Artists. Everything related to Mickey or Mick. We had to shorten it so we could get enough.
They're almost like we are in tandem, but we have separate lanes. You know? When you tell me which topic we should lead with, what do I say?
Gee, Dave, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought of that. No, let's go ahead and
really
do that.
I don't. Stay in your lane. Okay, icon or not, the Darwin twine ball.
No.
Hell no.
It's not even the biggest anymore, right?
No, and it's dumb. Come on. Get rid of, you know what? I think Minnesota would be a better place without the twine ball. What do you think about that?
Don't say that. That's going
Why
too
not?
Far.
I just did.
That's going too far. I feel like you're now just taking out some aggression on the twine ball, that I don't know what that anger comes from, but leave the twine ball alone. It's not an icon. We can agree on that, but we don't need to get rid of it.
Where is my hidden ray? Text me 651-461-9226. Why do I have hidden rage towards the twine ball? What is deep inside me?
Always been very anti-twine, haven't you?
I had a problem. Texter, stop with Al's Breakfast. Another person down on Mickey's Diner, but let's go with Al's Breakfast. Trying to eat in a cramped space with someone hovering over you, ready to shove you off your stool, is not a great experience. It is dog eat dog, right?
It is, and nothing says it has to be a great experience for an awful person could still be an icon if they made that much of an impact.
Yeah. Al's Breakfast absolutely, positively is iconic, correct?
It is. Many would say the blueberry pancakes themselves are iconic from Al's.
Let's see. Shaletta Brundage. Icon or not? Probably, I assume this is just Shaletta texting in.
No, because she wouldn't be listening. No, she's working her way there.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
She's very upset, too, when we both declare not an icon. Right path. Glenn Sheen Mansion.
Yeah. We can say Glenn Sheen's an icon. Sure.
Yep. This text. It's always funny when people on WCCO talk about placing the cities and how good they are and are the best in Minnesota. Unless you're from the cities or the outskirts, no one ever knows what you're talking about. You want to take that one, or should I?
Feel free. I think it is. It is. I feel like you're a little bit annoyed. You're about to go twine ball on that text.
It's among the dumbest text ever. Okay. The reach of the station is vast because of our signal. But the emphasis on this station flat out is the metro area. Just is. Doesn't mean, by the way, we've mentioned multiple, we've mentioned like 7-8 places already out of the metro area.
You haven't mentioned Zorba's yet.
Zorba's, iconic. Absolutely. And by the way, take your Zorba's hate and wrap yourself up in the overrated twine ball. But if the idea is we can't talk about something unless everybody in our audience is 100% versed in it, that's a bit limiting. So, yeah, hot take. A radio station that's based in the Twin Cities is going to talk about subjects involving the metro area. And by the way, probably more than any show on this station. I'm going to take probably out. No doubt. We talk about more topics outside this state. But come on, get out of here. How about this text? Boundary Waters is overrated. It's the Fresca of our area. First of all, I'm offended as a Fresca lover. I mean, get out of here. Come on. Boundary Waters, not overrated, although it is for me, because you know me. I'm up there all the time.
Nothing you icon, love more than portaging a canoe.
Yeah. Who does that better? Icon question. Big Lou. Is Big Lou, Dave Harrigan, an icon?
Like Gilletta. He's working there.
Yeah.
I don't know what. I mean, he wouldn't fall in as a Minnesota icon, but an icon of radio, radio spots. He's getting close.
Yes. The state capitol. Yeah, for sure. Right?
Yeah. And the cathedral's just down the way.
Right. Mayo Clinic. Yes.
Of course.
Jason DeRussia. No.
In his own little mind.
Of course he is. And his, maybe down the line, but not now.
His come hither bicycle photos. Also close to iconic.
Oh, no. Those are troubling. Okay. Those are very troubling. Hey,
they can be both.
Walleye in the state of Minnesota, is walleye iconic? I say yes.
Okay, fine.
Madden's, 100%.
Yeah.
Split Rock, the lighthouse, no doubt.
Yes, easy.
This talk would kill a former radio host who now has a podcast. The mayor hates the overuse of the word iconic. I know. So do I. So that's why we're debating. That's Suchi Boy. Suchi Boy's had a good run. I think he would agree on a lot of these, though. Minnehaha Falls. For sure. Right?
Have you been there yet?
Yeah, many times the last few years.
Good for you.
Took me a long time, but yes.
I was there on Sunday. Beautiful. The falls were still rushing despite the lack of rain.
Really?
Yes, they were just.
How's that possible? Are we pumping in water from elsewhere if it's still gushing like that?
Maybe sea salt's behind it.
Oh, sea salt. Not iconic, I don't think, but great. Is that fair?
Yes, that's 100% right.
First Ave, yes. State Fair, yes. Louis, yes. Number of people talking about people who have passed don't count. Dayton's, does Dayton's count since it? The Dayton's project is pretty much belly up right now.
There's a lot going on in that building that you just don't see, I think. No, I think Dayton's gave up on us. I'm not giving them iconic.
Yeah. Jesse.
Oh, good.
For sure. Yeah. Fred Smoot.
The boat party itself might be iconic.
Yes, the party, for sure. Let's see. Betty's Pies, overrated by iconic. They're definitely overrated. I mean, no, they're average. Okay. Could they be iconic? They probably could be.
I think they are. Enough people make that a destination. Kind of like Toby's, right? And I'm not saying Toby's is overrated, but it's heading out state, you're heading north, you stop at Toby's.
Mosquitoes. I think so. Guthrie Theater? I would think so, right?
Yeah.
A lot of responses. Russell Shimoka. How about Russell? It's a separate category. We're here, fell on their face so bad that we still talk about him. Nishioka. He'd be another one, right?
Byung-ho Park. Let's just say. The twins that were iconic until they showed up.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's pause right here. Our friend Lou Ragusa on multiple topics, including he's going to talk about his book, Out Where I'm At. He is reporting on these high-end homes and the robberies and more on feeding our future. The excellent investigative reporter from Care 11 is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.